Harry Hudson.
The fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
An additional 3.8 million Americans filed for unemployment claims. That brings our six-week total to over 30 million Americans. It's unbelievable. Again, this erases all job creation since the entire recovery, so back to the financial crisis. And I think this is something that we've got to keep watching. Although the numbers are tapering down a bit, this is just an enormous amount of people. We understand from a recent poll that there's probably 50% of Americans who say they've either lost work or hours in this crisis. This jibes with an international labor organization review, Tony, that found that 50% of global workers are going to find themselves impacted. So the numbers are still way too high.
Wow, 30 million cumulatively, as you say, that's a giant number. But we keep hearing reports that people are trying to file for unemployment and they can't. Could there still be more out there who are unemployed but not yet counted?
The left-leaning think tank, the EPI, found that when they surveyed folks, that people felt thwarted by the unemployment claim process. They estimate that there could be somewhere between another 9 and 14 million Americans who have not successfully claimed benefits. That's astonishing, really, to imagine there's that many more people out there who need to file claims.
Oh, my God, what has he done? Everything this man touches dies. It just dies. So that is the preview of tomorrow. Tomorrow is, you know, Friday. Friday, get jobless numbers, right? And it looks like, I mean, the Great Recession, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month every month. 800,000 jobs a month every month. Now, every 2 weeks, we're losing, you know, another 3 million jobs, another 4 million jobs. And they're like, well, last week we lost 6.8 million jobs, the week before that. And, you know, so what's a measly 4 million? But the numbers are likely much, much higher, like triple that amount, because like states like Florida have set themselves up to fail you on purpose so that you would be defeated during your application process for unemployment insurance benefits that you've earned. Wow, this is just amazing. So here's where we are. We have 30 million unemployed, and this has only been going on for 2 months. You know, in 2 months, we went from like one death to 61,717 dead. That's almost an increase of 3,000 from 59 we started with. 59,000 yesterday. 60, 61, 60, yeah, 3,000. Holy crap. That's an additional 3,000 dead people in this country. We're over, way over a million cases. We're into 1,054,261, and you know that number will go up before we're done because they update it, you know, every day around 4 o'clock Eastern time. So we have all this plus 30 million unemployed people so far. Those are the successful ones. Yeah, those are the ones who could get their claims filed and paid. Likely there are 14 million people out there who have not been successful in getting their applications filed and paid. This is the worst U.S. employment crisis in the history of our country. So let's turn to Jared.
And again, we're on the other side of the medical aspect of this, and I think that we've achieved all the different milestones that are needed. So the federal government rose to the challenge, and this is a great success story.
It's a great success story, everybody. It's the best. 60,000 people dead. And Jared Kushner calls this situation that America finds itself in, which is unique in the world, I have to say. No one has this many cases. No one. No one has this many deaths, not even close. Maybe Jared needs to set his benchmarks for success just a tad higher. Maybe. Maybe he has to set the bar just a little higher. maybe the way Jared looks at it, there are 350 million people in America who he did not allow to die unnecessarily. Maybe that's how they look at it. You know, like, there were hundreds of people on the Titanic that made it to their destinations, and nobody talks about that. Maybe that's how they look at things. 60,000 dead. Fewer people were lost in the Vietnam War. So if this is a great success story, then the Vietnam War must have been wonderful. It must have been the best, the greatest outcome in the history of U.S. war fighting. What is wrong with them? Do they think we're idiots? I know we're at home and I know we're drinking. I get that. I'm watching beer sales. Just watching, because you better leave some Corona Premier for me. You go ahead and drink the Michelob Ultra. I need the Corona Premier. I think there's antibodies in it. You know, you put the Corona in, right? Isn't that what they're saying? Something like that there. It depends who you're listening to. If you listen to Jared, that would be the cure. Corona beer. Because it's Corona. I don't know. And he actually added insult to injury. I'm not even going to play it because it's so insulting to all of us who are out here just freaking, just freaking, okay? But he told Fox News, quote, "I think you'll see by June a lot of the country should be back to normal. And the hope is that by July, the country's really rocking again." Who talks like that? I got news for you, Jared. If this country's rocking, please don't come a knocking. Okay? You want to talk in throwbacks to the 60s? You want to talk on a Wayback Machine? Fine for you. This is terrible. This is terrible. And they're declaring it's a great success. Trump is saying he doesn't think we need any more testing. He doesn't think we need all this testing. He just doesn't think
so. We've done incredible with the testing, and you'll see over the next coming weeks. Mike, you may be want to speak about that a little bit, but over the next coming weeks, you'll see some astonishing numbers. I don't know that all of that's even necessary. You have some governors that love the tests. You have others that like doing it a different way, an old-fashioned way, with some testing.
An old-fashioned way.
But we're going maximum testing.
Jim, the president spoke out about testing just a few moments ago.
That's right, Wolf. Just wrapped up these comments a few moments ago. And on the critical need for more testing for the coronavirus, the president just told reporters, quote, "I don't know that all of that is even necessary." The president said that just as he's been trying to reassure Americans that he is ramping up testing for the coronavirus. And most medical experts agree the U.S. will need a massive number of tests for Americans to safely go back to work. In the meantime, even as the U.S. has reached 1 million cases of the coronavirus and 60,000 deaths, President Trump says he's ready to start social distancing measures to be turned down, to be faded out, as he described it earlier today. The president's son-in-law went further. Jared Kushner is calling the administration's coronavirus response a great success, even though recent polls just don't show that.
It's a great success, everybody, and we don't need all those stinking tests. Let's do it the old-fashioned way. You know, when it comes to medical marvels and miracles of medicine, this is one area where I don't feel nostalgia. I just don't ever think that going back to the 19th century for medical cures and miracles is a good idea. The old-fashioned way. What is that? Bring out your dead? We're already doing that. Oh, I guess he means trade the tractor trailer in for an ox cart. What does he mean, the old-fashioned way? What was the old-fashioned response to pandemics? Leeches? Is that the next new thing? I do not want you to go get all nostalgic about the cures and the approach to public health that were in play, in practice, during cholera and typhus and polio and even AIDS. What is wrong with these people? Why is it always PR and politics instead of addressing the issue?